Okay, so tonight we're on Daf in Nazir, Lamed. Let me just go over again the Mishnah we did on Lamed Dalet because we'll need it again tonight. I just want to make sure it's fresh in everybody's mind. Let's go back to the Mishnah on Lamed Dalet, 34a, four lines from the bottom. So the Mishnah says, Shoshamina Mastrim Benazir, Tumah Batiglach Vayotzim Min HaGefen. There are three different items that a Nazir is prohibited on. Tuma, he can't be metamin to mate him. Tiglachan, he can't cut his hair. But yotzim and a gefen, things from the vine. But call yotzim and a gefen with starfin zemze. Anything that comes from the gefen can join one with another for the right shear. But here's the key line. So for the achila, the shear for achila is kizayit. That makes sense. That's the shear for achila in general, halacha kizayit. And now the top line along medalad amabez, Mishnah Rishon Omeret. I should say Revi'at Yayin. So the Mishnah Rishonah, the earlier teaching, the Masorah they had, that for Shtia, the Shear is a Revi'at. So Kizai is for Achila, Revi'at for Shtia. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Afilu Shirah Pitoba Yayin, V'yeshbo Tzarev Kizayit, Chayav. Rabbi Kiva says, even if a person, he soaked his bread in the wine, and there's enough that it adds up to Kizai, he's Chayav, so it comes out there two Kiddushim here, one is that Hetram Sarfli Isur, the way it came out from the end of the Gemara, but the key element also is that it's a shear of Kizayas for Shtia. So we have Machloket is a shear for drinking the Revius, according to the Mishnah Rishonah, or is the shear Kizayat, according to Rabbi Kiva. I'm on line four on Lamed Zayin Mabez, okay, and Lamed Dalan Mabez, and I'm coming back. B'chayiv al Yayin b'fnei Asmo, b'al Anabim b'fnei Asman, b'al Afartan b'fnei Asman, b'al Azagim b'fnei Asman. So a person, a nazir, could be chay of malkot if he drinks wine, or if he eats grapes, or if he, fartzanim could be the pits or the skins, but I'll say the pits. If he has the pits, he's chay of, and for the zagim, for the skins. Reb Lazar ben Azariah Omer, ein chayav ad shuchal shnei fartzanim bizag. So Reb Lazar ben Azariah says, if you're eating pits and skins, the only way to be chay of is to have two pits, we'll say two pits, and one skin. Elumin chartanim, elumin zagim. And here elu means what? What are the chartanim or the zagim? Hachartanim, elu hachitonim. The chartanim are the skins. Hazagim elu pnimim, the Rabbi Yehuda. The zagim are the pits, pointing to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Rabbi Lazar Azariah is going within the shita of Rabbi Yossi, and that's the way the Rabbi Kahati had it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, this is the other way around. Zug shel behema, zug is like a bell that a behema wears. Hachiton zug, in other words, the outer portion of the bell or whatever you call it is called the zug. But pnimi invol, the inside is called the clapper is called an invol, but the outside is called the zug. So he says the same thing with the hachiton zug pnimi invol. So wait. Which of the pits? One second. Right. So the first sheet said that the kartanim were the skin, and the zagim were the inner part. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi said, he says shlotte. Right, so this, in other words, this is all going together. This is all going the same shita. So it's like zugcha behema, like the bell around the neck of the animal. The outer part of the bell is called the zug in the invol. So this is going with the shita. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. Maintains the chartanim of the seeds. The zug is the skin. Right. Zugcha behema. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right. So that's right. So the zagim are going to be the skins, and the chartzanim are going to be the pits, Okay, so then that's the way Reb Lazar ben Azariah holds. Okay, now let's go to Lamed Chet Amud Aleph 38a, which is today's daf. Okay, so then just to refresh our recollection, we learned previously that Reb Yochanan, we had a memra on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, Reb Yabahu was the name of Reb Yochanan, and this is really explaining Reb Akiva. That by all these Torah, Heter is not Mitzarev the Isur, that you know, permissible portion and prohibited portion, like the bread and the wine, you know, can add up to the shear of a kazayit, right? He says, "Puts me Yisuri Nazir, Shri Amar Torah Mishrat." Except by Yisuri Nazir, his Torah says Mishrat, that which is soaked. Okay, now let's see on Lamed Chen with Aleph. So here we have on line three, Amar Blazar. So we heard before we had Rabbi Abahu in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the 3rd century more in Eretz Israel. Now we have Rabbi Abahu in the name of Rabbi Blazar. And here it means Rabbi Blazar the Amara. That's Rabbi Blazar ben Dat. So Amar Abahu and Rabbi Blazar, called Rabbi Yot Shabbatorah. Now Rabbi Yot means a quarter of a log. And that's the shear we have like for Kiddush cups and things like that. It says, Ein Heter Mitzarefle Isur. So the same idea, Ein Heter Mitzarefle Isur, Kutz Mirabiyat Shabbanazir. Except the Rabbiyat by Nazir. Now, here when he's saying Reviyot Shabbat Torah, and he's saying by the Nazir, he's saying that, let's say, I have some wine, and I add some water to it, so the Heter is the Tzar of the Isur in that fashion. In other words, where everything's a beverage. Shabbat Torah Mishrat. So the Gemara asks, my Ikab in Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan's statement, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, you know, support the idea of Heter Mitzarf Easter by Nazir. So what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan's statement and Rabbi Lazar's statement? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan mar b'yafilu ochlin. Rabbi Yochanan includes even foods in the Heter Mitzarf Easter by the Nazir. Like we saw, the bread could be Mitzarf together with the wine for the right shear. He says, Rabbi Lazar mashkin in midiyat b'nalo. But Rabbi Lazar holds that the Heter Mitzarf Easter is only a din in mashkin, only in beverages. So, so I could have beverages, you know, joining together, but not other things. It's from the same pasuk. It's the house. Well, yeah. So the you know, heter mitzarf leisur is a chiddush to begin with, and so it makes more sense to limit a chiddush, not to expand a chiddush, and it makes much more sense that it would just be talking about drinks. It's much more logical than to add food into the equation, presumably. He says, right. And if you look at the third Tosfos, Pilu Oakland Marbi, he says, Mishum Dimishbrat Mashma Mipadamiyayim. So Rabbi Yochanan holds food and drinks. He holds Mishrat, sounds like bread and wine. The spirit of Rabbi Yochanan do within Kulisari Nazir, Kartsan Vizag. In other words, the Kartsanim and the Zag. In other words, the skin and the pits. Reb Lazar Sfirlei, the Mishrat Mashma Daf Biayim, the Hechi de Gali Gali. Reb Lazar holds, the Mishrat sounds just like wine. In other words, like that which the wine was soaked in. So first one's already soaked with like a solid food, but he's saying like soaked with another beverage. Or so he says, and the Hechi de Gali Gali, that's the key line. Where the Torah reveals it, I know it. Where the Torah doesn't reveal it, I don't know it. So Rabbi Lazar says Mishrat means beverages, so only with that which the Torah reveals. I'm going to go with that's the best I have with that. Okay, now let's take a look. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. So the Gemara says around line 8 at the two dots, I'm Rabbi Lazar, and here we have Rabbi Lazar again. We have Rabbi Lazar the Amara, that's Rabbi Lazar ben Pedat. So I'm Rabbi Lazar, Esi Rabbi Yohei. He says in Halacha, there are 10 dinim with Rabbi Yod. Rabbi Yod is a quarter of a log. It's a measure of volume, of liquid, a measure of liquid. Says, Eser Rabbi Yod Hain, where are they? He says, Benakit Rav Kahana biyade chamesh sumkata v'chamesh chivrata. Rav Kahana organized it into 5 or sumkata. So sumkata means that which is red. That means yayin and dam. If it's blood or wine, that qualifies as sumkata. V'chamesh chivrata. And 5 white. White means water or oil. So 5, you know, darker liquids, 5 lighter liquids. He says, Chamesh Sumkata, the 5 that are Sumkata are the red ones. And here's a mnemonic device for the 5 red ones. Nazir, 1. Va'osa Pesach, 2. Shahoru, 3. V'mikdash, 4. V'metu, 5. And then 5 red ones. And then we're going to go through it, seriatim, as we say. So Nazir, Revi'at, Yayin Lenazir. So again, we're doing dinim where the din is the revius, is the measure. So by Nazir, if the Nazir consumes the revius of Yayin, he's chayiv. So obviously, this is going like the Mishnah Rishona, right? The Mishnah Rishona said, not like Rabbi Akiva. He says, and if you look at Tosos again, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's fourth Tosos. Nazir beat Yain Lanazir, Ben Lemishna Rishona. So Tosos says, it's going to Mishna Rishona, Afagab, come on, look to Lukamairi, Hainu Gabi Fibrika. And the Gemara is going to say in number of lines that he wasn't calculating in his list where there's a machloket, but that only applies to the lighter liquids, not to the redder one, the red and the white. So only by the white ones, he didn't get to machloket. So you can hear the machloket. He says, back in the Gemara, Osa Pesach, and then what's with Osa Pesach? The Amar of Yudamar Shmuel, Rav Yusin and Shmuel, this is a timely halacha, Arba Kosar Alalu, Srich Shehebehen Kdei Rabiyat. That there are four kosot a person has to have at the Leil HaSeder. And the simple pshat is that each one requires a revius of yayin. Although, if you look at the Rashi / Mefaresh, let's look at him around the 20th narrow line, Arba Kosar Alalu, Teknu Chachamim, Shrich Shehe Ben Kulan, Reviyat Lo Yayin Chai. He wants to say one revius of undiluted wine, you know, will suffice for the Arba Kosot. The Hainu Beitza Umechza, that's an egg and a half, and those revius is a Beitza Umechza. Kadeshim Zegenu, Yamod, and so that he'll dilute it, and let's just see what the hay is. Al Rova Reviyat Shabo. He says, Yamod Al Rova Reviyat Shabo, Kade Reviyat. In other words, each one will be one, each cup will be 1/4 undiluted wine and 3/4 water. That's what he's saying. He says, we can go into Dari El Chad, Tlatamaya, to Befarshatam. Like the Gemara says in Sech Psachim, that any wine that you don't dilute, you know, one part wine, 3 parts water is not really wine. So the way that the Rashi / Mefarish understands it, one revius of undiluted wine is enough for the whole Seder. But the simple shot you could say, which is the way the Arshul said it, that it's, you know, each cup has to be a revius of Yayin. Okay, that's two. Let's keep going. Shahoru, Shatsu Revius Yayin Al Yoreh. So shahoru means so Chazal teach us if a person has had a revius of wine, he can't make a halachic ruling. If he's dying, he shouldn't make a halachic ruling. And if you look at the Rashi / Mefarish, he says kidefkiv yain v'shechar al teisht. It says in the Chumash in Parshat Shmini, yain v'shechar al teisht. Don't drink wine. Yain means like the freshly, you know, processed wine. And the Shechar is the older wine. Welcome. You are. Well, welcome. Why don't you come closer? We can sit over here or something. Yeah, we have in the corner right over there. Lower. Right where your right hand is. There you go. Thank you. So you see, Baruch is your name? Fakta. And you live here in Greatland. Okay, welcome. So are you doing Daf Yomi up till now? But I'm saying, did you do Daf Yomi yesterday, the week before that? No. Okay. So we're in Lamed Chet in Nazir. Daf Lamed Chet in Nazir. Okay. So it's page 75. Okay. Rafi, if he has trouble, maybe he'll help you. You're okay, Barak? Okay. So the Barak, so the Gemara just mentioned that we have 10 halachot that revolve around a revius. Revius is a measure of liquid volume. Revius, like Kiddush on Friday night, you have a revius. So the Gemara is going to, so of the 10 halachot, 5 relate to sumkta, red, which means blood or wine, and 5 relate to chivrta, white, which means water or oil, okay? So we're going down the 10. Okay, so we're around 10 lines down in the Gemara, I'm on the Chedam and Aleph. So again, let's look at we're in the Rashi. So we said that one is revius yayin. If a person drinks the revius, he shouldn't make a halachic ruling. We're in the narrow lines in Rashi, around 15 lines above where it gets medium wide. So it says in Parshat Shmini, this is after, Nadav and Abihu die. So Hashem says, so Moshe Rabbeinu compares, directs Aaron, Yayin b'shechar al teisht, don't drink, and Yayin means like the freshly processed wine, and the shechar is the older wine. In other words, when you go to the base of Mikdash, don't drink wine. But then it says that, you know, the same, like, that, let me get the Chumash out, I have right here, let me get the Pasuk, Parshat Shmini, one second. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it says, I need verse attention. So Yayin Vishar, so Hashem says to Aaron, the Ribbono Shel Olam says to Aaron, Yayin Vishar Al Teish, don't have Yayin Vishar. He says, don't drink. It's interesting, intoxicating wine. Anyway, but Yayin Vishar Al Teish, Atau Benachitach, come on, we go to Mutu. Then it says, Ulav Dilbin Kushman, Akobin Atmin Tor, Ula Horode, Benishel Kuch, Kimashati Ber Hashem. And he says, in order, and it also involves Hora'a. So in other words, the Gemara takes it, that the same halacha that would be incumbent upon Kohenim doing avoda, not in the state, they shouldn't be shtu yayim when they come to the base of Mikdash, for Hora'a also the same thing. Let's see back in the Gemara. We're around midway down the column on Lamed Chedmon Aleph. He says, the Mikdash, this is the fourth one. The Mikdash, if a person drinks a revius of wine and enters the base of Mikdash, he's chayav mita b'day shemayim. And then umetu b'tanya minayil revitam shiyotza b'shnei meitim shi mitam v'oel. The Braisa learns, in other words, revius dam is mitame v'oel. Revius of dam from a cadaver would be mitame v'oel. In other words, so if I have, let's say I have revius dam here in this room, so then a person, a Kohen can't enter the room because it's from a dead body. So, but the Chiddush is, he's saying revius from two dead. Let's say I have an eighth of revius from one dead body, an eighth of revius from another dead body. So that's the Chiddush he's saying. He says revius dam shiotz m'shnei meitim shemitam ba'ol shemar v'al kol nafshot meit lo yavo. Well, nafshot meit like a plural, the nafshot meit lo yavo. So if you look. If you look at the Tosfos, he says, "Alkol nafshot me lo yavo, nafshot mashma trei, nafshot something two, umeit mashma shiur echad." Al nafshot mate. In other words, the way he's darshing out, nafshot is more than one person. Mate is the shiur for a dead person. He says, "Who rabbi adam the nefesh, a nefesh to the libo, then rabbi adam had bechem gomer." In other words, where it takes it that the person's life, you know, depends on a revius of dam. It's, I don't know, it seems kind of like small, but that's why the
grant. Can okay. I just ask a question?
Sure, absolutely.
The revit of dam is the same volume as the revit for wine?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. It would seem okay. That it should be a quarter, a revit, a quarter.
No. In other words, a log is a measure of volume. A log is a measure of liquid volume.
Oh, right. Okay.
And a revius is a quarter of the log. So we're talking about the quarter log. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you. The revius is an objective measure. When they talk about rov kos,
right?
For Kiddush, that depends on the size of the kos, and that's subjective. No.
All right, well, this gets a little tricky. So if the cup is the size of revius, so you're having rov revius. Let's say the cup is much larger than a revius. So then that's a machloket rishonim, how much you have to have. So a lot of rishonim say you have to have a rov kos. So if I have a kos that's the size of two reviyot, so then a number of rishonim say you have to have rov of that kos. But the other
like
way,
like a reviyot and a half.
But in other words, whatever it is, you have to have the rov of the kos. But some say you just need a rov revius. Okay.
Well, thank you.
What? Well, I don't understand the question.
Yeah, the size of the revius cup. You have to fill it with wine.
Well, for what halacha? For Kiddush. For Kiddush, it has to be a full cup. You know, for Kiddush, it should be a full cup. Okay, you know, let me divert for a minute on Kiddush since we're on this topic. So today's Lamed Chet, right? So we have this. All right. So one issue that comes up is he is making Kiddush on, let's say, like schnapps, you know. So so he touches it on here. So one question he has is, why does the Gemara mention the Arba Kosot on Pesach as one of the things Chai Revius? Why does it say the Kos of Kiddush? Right, it would make more sense. The Gemara should say the Kos of Kiddush. Why is it saying that? Why is it going, well, Arba Kosot on Pesach? Why don't we say the Kos of Kiddush? What? So it's more reason to mention it. The Pesach, it's the Drabanan. The Arba Kosot on Pesach is Drabanan. So this is your question's the other way around. You make this question stronger. I mean, in Akinami, Kiddush is Deraisa and the wine is Drabanan, but it would be a Deraisa, you know, source. So although there is a sheet of Tosfos in Pesachim that holds that you have to make Kiddush on wine is a Doraisa, but not to drink it, it would be a Drabanan. Anyway, so in Masechet Shabbos, it mentions Kosha Bracha as Severuvius. So the every Kosha Bracha, so the Gemara says Arba Koso, so it means every Kosha of Mitzvah, but it's just an example of it. But that's the best we can initially. Then he says, though, he quotes from the Sefer Avni Choshen, asks, why didn't the Gemara just use the term Kosha Bracha? Kosha Bracha would be like a blunt
generic
term. That uncovers everything where you need the Revius. So the and that would include Arba Koso, Kiddush, benching, everything. So he the Avni Choshen comes up with a hesber why the Gemara mentions Arba Koso and doesn't say Kosho Bracha. So so Chazal teach us that that the Revius is the minimum amount that a person would be ragil to eat to drink at a suda, like the Morin Erevin says, shir yayin l'shtei sudo l'shtei reviyo. Like, in other words, the person has reviyas at each meal. Now, by kiddush, he gets into the topic, let's say a person wants to make kiddush on hard liquor, like scotch. According to the Taz, even if a person has a little bit of schnapps, he makes a bracha chrona, because that's the way people drink the yayin sarat. In other words, that's what they consider like a drinking. In other words, like a shot glass. So there's din in the poskim about it, night and during the day. But we hold a lacha that if you're going to do liquor, so during the day. But we'll see. But the key issue is the amount. So the Taz doesn't say to make kiddush on the schnapps. He just says that you make a bracha chrona. But the Magen Avraham holds that there was no kila between chazal between shti and shtia. And since most of the beverages the person normally drinks revius is like a drink, so make a bracha chrona only when you have revius, according to the Magen Avraham. So based on this, the Avni Choshen wants to say, why does Gemara mention revius dafka by the Arba Koso? It doesn't say kosho bracha, because every kosho bracha, exclusive of Kiddush at night, you could be yotze with chamar medina. In other words, I could be yotze with like liquor. And the shir shtia depends on the type of beverage you're having. And so, but the Arba Kosod is different. The Arba Kosod, you have to have derech herut, and it's dafka yayin. So there's no more lesser shear. So in other words, he wants to say, if you'd say, in other words, he can't say kosher bracha, because kosher bracha, according to this mala, doesn't always have to be revius. If I'm having hard liquor, it doesn't have to be revius, is what he's saying. But the kosher on the seder has to be revius. Now he mentions, he quotes achronim, who explain the minhag of those who make kiddush on during the day on hard liquor, and they only have a little bit of it because the shti is chashuv even less than rabbius, and it's not yotzi yidecho. But the Marsham, he's Mosif, and he says the name of an elderly Talmud Chacham that the Rebbe from Rapshitz was makabi to one of his talmidim to make a kiddush on a small like shot glass of schnapps that was nearby. You know, even though he had wine. Want to be more than the smooth car, but I'll say it. The Mishnah Berurah says absolutely not. The Mishnah Berurah says not to do that. And it was for even for liquor, you have to have a revius, and a lot of posts can say that as well. So it's interesting, like it's really the Hasidim have this idea a little bit more. So it's really, I don't recommend making kiddush on a shot glass. If you want to take a full cup and make kiddush on the full cup and have rove kos, that's fine. But I really don't recommend making kiddush on a shot glass. Yeah, go ahead. So it's true. In other words, but there's you're touching. It's really the same idea. In other words, on Leil Pesach, you're right. There's a mitzvah for everybody to drink the four kosot. This is everybody to drink the four kosot. So on Kiddush, you're yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush is what you're yotze. But there's a mitzvah of drinking the four kosot. That's true. But but with kiddush, somebody's drinking it. With kiddush, somebody's drinking it. Oh, okay. So we're focusing on the din of revius. We're focusing on the din of revius. So the question is, why couldn't we say kosher bracha? So his answer is because the other kosher brachas you could be yotze with less than revius sometimes. No. But that doesn't really answer because even if I'm yotze, let's say you're making kiddush, and I'm yotze with your kiddush. But then you have to have the revius. You have to have somebody has to have the revius, or we're all having the revius together. But the cup itself has to be revius, right? The cup has to be revius. So that's why. Why can't we say so? That's his answer. Okay.
Well, children.
You're talking about Friday night Amar, right? Yeah. So what's the question?
I mean, I guess to make it, but the person making the kid
right.
won't taste it.
Right.
So is that a ruffle of akala?
No. So that's what the postkin will discuss. So again, in Eretz Yisrael they don't do it. So
right.
Machaber brings down that this is a minute left for the people who used to have meals at the shul, but the Beis Yosef. Says that it's not any different than Chazar Sashatz. Let's say we have Chazar Sashatz, and I read Davin, but I'm saying Chazar Sashatz, but it's Bahutimi Shaino Baki. So Mela, so I'm also doing the Kiddush for the Bimosis. But the kids are going to be Yotze with the Borg.
So Rabbi Rosner says that they have the shot glass of the Schnatz. He says it's really like one of the Haterim. One of the reasons that no one's drinking the Revius is you add up everybody's.
Yeah. But wait, let's go slowly. But he's talking about, I don't think this is the way people do it, but even within his Kukimta, it would be, let's say, you would be making Kiddush, and the people around you would all be holding chocolate. That's the way, even that's not working out.
He's not talking like that.
No.
He's talking about like going downstairs at Kiddush.
That's what I'm saying. So, but that to work would be more. One person would make kiddush on, let's say, a full cup of liquor,
right.
and then he would drink a little bit and give a little bit to each one of the people who listen. I don't think that's taking place.
No, that's not
taking
works.
Place.
So that's not how it works,
right? But that, I mean, he's trying to be malami zefus on the people, but yeah. I don't think anyway. Again, so I don't recommend making kiddush on the shot. But okay, let's go further in the Gemara now. Let's see that. Okay, now we're up to Chamesh Chivrito. So we're 10 lines from the bottom. What? What?
Why those
no, that's the red. That's the red we just did. That's it. You have something else? Okay, now for the five white. Okay, the Chamesh Chivrito, and again, the white means water or oil. Okay, you barak, they have the place or not? Okay, the Chamesh Chivrito, and then again, you have mnemonic devices here. One is... Chalat is one. Nazir. Chalat is one. Right. Chalat is one. Nazir is two. Mitzor is three. Shenifsalu is four. And Beshabbat is five. So those are the five mnemonic devices. So now the Gemara goes through them. Chalat, Revi Shemin, Lechala. So Revi Shemin for Chala. So here he's talking about the Korban Torah. That when a person brings a korban toda, so he brings 40 loaves together with the korban toda. So 10 loaves are chametz, that's off the table, and then 30 of them are matzahs. So the matzahs come in chalot, rikikin, and revucha. So revucha is the deep pan fry, and the chalas and the rikikin. So Chazal teach us that they each get a quarter. And it was a revius load. So it was for the revucha, which eat the deep pan fried matzahs, you get a quarter load of oil. In other words, it's cooking. And then the rikikin and the chalot, between both of them, they get a quarter load of oil. So that's one din of oil. So revius shem and lechala. Then nazir, revius shem and lenazir. So the nazir has revius shem. So nazir also brings matzahs, you know, when he can, when he brings his korbanot at the end of his nazirus, but he doesn't bring revucha. He only brings the chalot and the rikikin. And there were Blasky pointed out to me, I was asking about this, but Rashi in the Parsha says that they're based on the Gemara Menachot that they're each 10. So the nazir brings 20 loaves, but in other words, so the 20 loaves will get a revius of oil. They get a revius of oil, just like by the korban toda, the 20. No. But those together, the 20 loaves will be a quarter loaf of oil. So then he says, Mitzora, Revi'at Mayim LaMitzora. So Mitzora is, if you remember in the Chumash, like it's a Zotia Torah Mitzora Yom Tarato. So when the Mitzora, he has this situation where he takes a bird, one bird he shechs, and then then the other bird, he dips, one bird he shechs on mayim chayim, on spring water, and then he's got the ezov and the tolat shani, and he dips that together with the tzipur achaya. He dips them in the water. So that water should be a revius. The reason it should be revius is the blood should be nikar in the water. And Chazal teach us that if there's a revius of water, the blood will be nikar in it. So he says, let's see back in the Gemara. So mitzora revius mayim mitzora. Then shenifsalu. So ditnan. We learned this is the Mishnah in the Sechem Ila. Ushar kol mashkim tmein poslan and hagdibia the revius. That this is talking about if a person would consume mashkim tamayim. So this is a din d'rabbanan. In other words, on a d'raisa level, the mashkim are not going to be matame the person. You know, if you see somebody who's at the front door, because I don't know if Celia's still there. Okay, so it says, in other words, let's say a person, he ingests a quarter log of mashkim that are tamayim. So mashkim, so we have Oakland and Mashkin can even become ashamed of the tumor. So if a person ingests it, he, for purposes, let's say of eating truma, other things, he becomes tame on a drabana level. So the she would be a revius. Right. It's posted on the revius. Then Bishabat, this is 10 lines from the bottom, Bishabat, Ditnan, Shar Kul Mashkin revius. And then here the back takes out the other Shar, Kul Shoftin revius. This is talking about Hotsan Shabbos. You remember, everything had a shear, minimum shear for a hotzah to be chayav for carrying on Shabbos. So mashkim, you're chayav for a, you know, for revius. And wastewater, you're also chayav for revius. So the Gemara says for two lekka, I mean, they're asking your question, Yosef. There aren't any more reviyot. He says, v'ha'ika, the reviyot not lim liyadayim le'achad v'fibushtayim. So, but there's another, we have another halakha, in the second yadayim, it says when a person washes their hands before suda, so the shear is revius for one person. And he says, even for two people, you could use one revius theoretically to wash. Now, I didn't look up the halacha today, but the way I recall is I think they say lechatchila. Again, it's a machloket in the Gemara. In other words, this is one opinion in the Gemara, but there's another person who disagrees. And
Kos Yafe, you once taught us?
No. But I think the halacha is, I think it's brought down that you should use at least a revius for each hand. Should give at least a revius is the way we hold up on Maisa. But anyway, he says, maybe, I don't know if this is what you were thinking about, Bern, but it says, maybe this is what you were thinking. It says that that it comes from Bishiuri Tara, that if, so one way, the way Rabbi Blavatsky was saying, it could be one person's washing, the other person's washing underneath him, like the water's coming down. But the idea is that even if there's less than a revius left for the second person, but that revius came from shiuri tahara, from minimum shiur for tahara. So again, the whole din of revius for washing hands is din d'rabbanan, but it's saying that you could wash with a revius for two people. So the Gemara says, "B'pluk to lo kamayri." So the Gemara says that he, who was the one who did this, Rav Kahana? Who's the one who got the, that was Rav Lazar, yes. No, but not keep Rav Kahana beyond it. So Rav Kahana organized, okay, he said Rav Lazar or Rav Kahana, yeah. So Rav Lazar, he's done in things that are machloket, he's done Babu, but we saw in Tosos, it's only about the Chivrito. But Iko, the Gemara says, we have another case that we left out, and maybe so this is a nice little memory of the sets us up from a second sota. The siyum from a second nazir is 4 weeks from tonight. 4 weeks from tonight is our siyum. So it says that by the sota, which is our next mesecta, it says that as part of it, so they bring the water, you know, that the, and they're gonna, you know, mix it and put the cloud in there, and she's gonna drink it. Maybe Bailey Shal Kharis. It's interesting. I didn't have time to look up today, but maybe Rabbi Schneisler said something. Bailey sounds like it's related to like a vial in English, I think. In other words, I think it sounds like it could be connected. Anyway, but I'm saying, but it's related to the English. Is it connected with the English word vial or not? Not?
Bailey. Maybe
from the word bail. No, does he say anything?
Does that Greek? Are there Greek letters here? Latin fiala,
right? Meaning vessel. Right. Keep going.
The Pele was made from clay, metal, other
materials. All right, all right. I'm not so sure. Okay, okay, I got it. Okay, 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 I got it. But I think it might be related to the English word vial. Okay, it is. Okay, fine, we got it. Okay, so maybe? Okay, maybe Pele Shalcheres, but Otelto Chatzi Log Mayim in a cure. So he puts a half a log of water from the cure. Rebuto may reveal. Rebuto says reveal. So the Gemara says, I don't even know why the Gemara brought this up because it's the Plukta Log Kamari. Yeah, I know. So he said other cases of Plukta Log Kamari. But Ika, we have another case with Revi's. Kamamayim no Tin Latocha, Kol Shahu, Rebbe Zakai Omer, reveal. So this is talking about in other words, let's say he wants to dilute urine. So how much water does he put in so he doesn't have to worry about it anymore? So the Tanakhama says a little bit of water, and Zakai says Rebius, but plucked a little kamairi. So the Gemara says, Vaikam mikvah, and there's a din of mikvah. So we're used to mikvah 40 sa'a, but the Gemara has, like, for a certain small kalim, like machkin, like needles and things like that, you could have a kosher mikvah with a Rebius. So he says, Bar mehid betul rabbanan. Excluding that case, because the Chachamim said, even though the Torah, Alpi Torah, that's permissible, but we're not going to allow you to do. We don't want people to get confused what's kosher mikvah, what's not a kosher mikvah. So, Mela, that's out the door. Okay, so the bottom line is, more adduced, there were 10 halakhot that related to Revius. Okay, who's had questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? So, yeah, it's interesting because it sort of was related to the coast. He's got Shata Revius Yaim and Nichnas Mikdash he has and things like that. So you want to say just by any drink we should say, yeah. So I'm not sure. It could be again. He's saying dinim that apply to red, which is blood and wine, and dinim that apply to chivrta, which is water and oil. But if I say the beverages, that could be anything across the board. That's like Roy G. Biv. In other words, that could be anything, maybe. I don't know. That's just an idea that comes to me. Okay, I got to move on to the next one. Questions. Okay, we've got to run because we're running out of time. You're very quick. Hurrah. Yeah, so, right. Well, a person drinks shouldn't daven, and then there's a different, and then there's a shear, like, if a person is so drunk, like, then he's not even able to feel it. But even in Shtu Yayin, he should not daven. If he's Shtu Yayin, he should not daven. Okay, now, let's take a look on, so again, let's do the top line now on Lamed Chen Veis. So the key line is, if you remember, according to the Tanakhama, the shear for eating by Nazir was a kizayis, but the shear for drinking is revius. And revius is 1.5 eggs. And where Rekiva says, no, the shear for drinking for both, everything is the same, it's a double zach, and then that's a kezias. Okay, and the kezias is either a half beitzah or a shlish beitzah. So the Gemara says, Tanakhama, lomadami lahom lefuli suri nazir l'shtiyah. So the Tanakhama does not make an equivalence between drinking and eating by the nazir. Rabbi Akiva, kemidachiva anavim lachim veshim lo yocheal, machil kezayraf puli suri kezayas. So the way the Tosfos understands this, and it helps to have a chumash, but it mentions, let me get the chumash out, my chumash. Which is it? Okay, sounds good. Okay, so Yosef says it's Perek Bav of Pesuk Gimel. So the Torah says, you shouldn't drink wine. You shouldn't eat the moist grapes and like the raisins. You shouldn't eat. So it says va anavim lachim veishim l'yuchel. So it says don't drink. Then it has the vava chibur. Don't eat. So Rabbi Akiva says that Baba Chibur, the way the Baalei Tosfot understand it, he's making an equivalence, the Torah is making an equivalence between eating and drinking. And the same shear that would apply by Achilah, which is Roy's Kizayas, would apply by the drinking. That's going to Rabbi Akiva. Look in the Tosfos, Let's all look in the Tosfos. So it's two lines above where it gets very wide in Tosfos. In the middle of Tosfos, it's around the sixth medium wide line in Tosfos. Rabbi Akiva came into Chiva Anachim Lachim Veishim Leuchel Ma'achila B'Kzayit Afkulei Sur B'Kzayit Miva Anavim Vav Kedarish. In other words, he's darshening out the Vav, the first very wide line in Tosfos. He says Afkulei Sur Nazir B'Kzayit Dainu Shtia Dechiv Ba'El Minei B'Chol Meshvaran Anavim Loishteh B'Hashta Vav Dva'anavim. So now I have Va'anavim, he says, Mosif al Dela'el. It's adding on what came before. Dechihechi da'anavim b'kazayit, just like the anavim is a shear of kazayit, hachanami shtia k'tuba'el b'kazayit. So too, the earlier things, talking about drinking, is also kazayit. Okay, so that's the way Tosfos understands the sugya. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. Line 5. Any questions, anything we did? Are we good? Okay, line 5. So we mentioned to the Mishnah, and we went over the Mishnah at the beginning of today's daf. So there's four grape products that the Tana of the Mishnah identifies, and that's Yayin. And then he says that this is on line 4 on Lamdal Beis, because Yayin if they ask for wine, Bilanavim if they ask for grape, wine grapes, Partsanim if they ask for, we said the pits, Bilazag if they ask for, and the skins. So I have wine, grapes, skins and pits and skins. Okay, now it says the Bible Yom Tov Mechuli. So Tana Rabbanan, we learn the Brisa Vanavim Lachim Veishim Loyochel. So the Torah is mafurish that the Nazir should not consume moist fresh grapes or yevashim, which would be like raisins. L'chayev al zevif ne'asmo v'al zevif ne'asmo. To say that your chayev, in other words, Nazir would be chayev malkot for each one by itself. So let's say if a Nazir sits down and he eats, let's skip the grapes, just raisins. Let's say he gives raisins, so he's chayv malchot. If he eats grapes and raisins, and I give you hasra for each one, you're chayv two sets of malchot, right? He kind of turned down the full Yisroel Shem Torah. So from here, one can extrapolate from a general rule, like all Yisroel Shem Torah, makan shumin echad ben shtein shemot. It's one species, you know, it's all from the vine, but shtein shemot, people, it has two names to it. One is grape, one is raisins. He says, somebody's making some noise, and we have to help mute you. Let me find this person. One second. Okay. So he says, so too, in other areas as well, if somebody has a different name, you'd also be fired for it. So he says, this comes to include Chamra chadata, which would be like grape juice and grapes. So if a person, a Nazir, is consuming grapes and grape juice, he'd also be chayav for two. Now, the only thing is that Tosos asks on this. Look at the fifth very well line in Tosos. He says, Hathi Yarsim Begmar, Mikhatatatal Kulisuri, Nazir, Chamra chadati, the inbain. So, Avapish Tam Shabeh, Hul Benchim Shinomolo Kustan. The im Tomar, typically the Chamra chadati, the inbain, Tibahedi Bekra. He says, why is he coming like, He's darshing out in other areas, but that's foolish in the pasuk. It says, "Betray lavin dechiv miyayin v'shechar yazir." The Torah says, "Mefurish miyayin v'shechar yazir." Yayin is the fresh wine, and shechar is the older wine. And with targuminan, the Aramaic translation of that in Chumash is "Mechamar chadat." You should stay away from new wine. He says, "Va'atik va'navin chiv." So he says, and the older wine. The Yeshlom and Anavim is also written in the Pasuk. So he says here, the Yeshlomar, the Imi Azir have a mina chadatagon arba ayom. If I would just have that Pasuk, I would think chadatu, I would say, left to my own devices, means that it's at least he says 4 days old. One second. He says, but on the bottom, he says it should be 3 days. So this is how I go to the bottom. He says 3 days. He says, the Meachar, the Achar Shlosh Yamim, Shabbatzar, in Tamo Kitamanavim. After 3 days, it doesn't taste like grapes anymore. In other words, I guess it's a fermentation process that has already begun. Somebody keeps breaking the silence, which I do not like, so I'm going to mute you again, and please, please, whoever this person is, do not make noise, okay? Now, okay, he says, But in other words, so he's saying like this, if I only had the Pesukim in Chumash without this limud, I would say the Nazir is chayav if he has like freshly crushed grapes, which means, let's say it's more than 3 days old. That I would know is chayav. But the Chiddush is saying that even if it's like fresh grape juice, like in other words, I'm soaking the anavim today, and he drinks that, I'm chayav. In other words, it's from the same. Yeah, let me explain better. Okay, he's got chamra chadato v'inve, but the way I would interpret it, he's got grapes and the new wine are two different elements, is what he's saying. In other words, the new wine is something different, but it could be, it might be that he's saying that even if I have like new wine and older wine, maybe I'd be even chayav there for two sisim alkod. I don't know. But that's the way he's heading. In other words, if somebody has, somebody's called a different shame, so he says that it's a separate blah. I gotta run. Let me sit back in the Gemara. So he says, so Amar Abaye, a chal chartzan, look at Shtayim. If a person eats, if the Nazir eats pits, he gets two sets of malkot. He gets two sets of malkot because the Torah says, Mechart Sanim Yadzag Lo Yochel. And then it also has like a blunderbuss pasuk. It says, Mechol Shayyah Semi Gefen Ayayin. Anything that's produced from the vine. So it's two lakot. Right. We'll see. Achal Zag Lo Kishayim. If he eats the Zag, which he eats the grape skins, he gets two sets of malkot. Also, because the Zagim and it says, Mechol Shayyah. About Chartzan Bezag, if he eats the pits and he eats the grape skins, lokesh flosh, because now he's got this specific, and the general blunderbuss. Rav Amar, you know, loke el achat. Rav says, in the first two cases, I disagree with you, Abaye. I hold you only get one set of malkot. Why? Shen loke alav shibaklalot. So the general cloud the Gemara has that you don't get malkot alav shibaklalot. In other words, alav that can be understood in many different ways. You don't get a separate set of malkot. So they mentioned the art scroll is machloket among the mafarshim. When it says you don't get lokel lav shebeklal, does it mean ever, or does it mean only? You don't get it. In other words, if it's mentioned specifically, and then I have this blunderbuss, I don't get lav. But let's say it's not mentioned specifically, but it is covered in the general thing. Then maybe someone wants to say you do get malkot for it. But here I have everything covered. Okay, now so we have machloket between Abaye and Rava about how many sets of malkot a Nazir would get if he would have, you know, chartzanim or zagim, is it two or one? According to Abaye, two, because he gets one for mikloshtris and a gefen ayayin. So Matib Rapapa, so Rapapa now poses a question against Abaye from the following brisa. Reb Lezer Omer, Nazir sheyeshot yayin kol yom. Reb Lezer says if a Nazir was drinking wine the whole day, in a chayav alachad, you know, there was one continuous act of drinking, so he's only chayav one set of malkot. Amrulo al tishta, if his drinking is punctuated by different hasraos, he says v'hu shoten, he keeps drinking chayav al kol achat v'achad. That's, we don't need that part. This part we need to need. Achal anavim lachim, but let's say the nazir is eating anavim lachim, he's eating the moist grapes, the yibeshim, the dry ones. That's two. Chartzanim, the pits, the zagim, the skins, four. And he squeezed a cluster of grapes and he drank it. That's the case. We discussed the five. Look at Chamesh. So the Tana of the Brisa ostensibly says you get five sets of malkot. So, Ihachi Loki Shesh. But if, according to you, Abaye, the Tana should say you should get six sets of malkot, Achat Amikosha Yesem. So that's why. So that's a kasha against you, Abaye. So the Gemara says Tana Bashir. So, and to come to Abaye's rescue, the Gemara says Tana Bashir. In other words, the Tana is not making an exhaustive list of everything you could be chayav, but he's saying you're chayav at least these five, but you could be chayav more. But there's things that he's leaving out. And so sometimes the Tana makes a list, but it's not an exhaustive list. So my shir, the high shir. So the klal is the Tana, right? The Tana doesn't leave one item out. He always leaves at least two out. If he's leaving one item out, that's the same and it doesn't belong there. So shir. Lo yachel devaro. So the Gemara says, what else did he leave out? He left out lo yachel devaro, that he'd also be chayav set a malkot for violating his neder. There's a blunderbuss thing with the neder. So the Gemara says, imishum hai lav shiruhu. But the Gemara says, no, that wouldn't count as a shir, the fact that he doesn't have lo yachel devaro. He can't immediately lo eat it, but dos tachriti. There's a Tana here, there's this thing, those things that are unique to Naziris. Lo yachel devaro, eat it, but nadarim. things that lo yachal dvaro. So that's only that's shayach and bayin nedarim generally. So, all right. So now amalei rav ben parzikai ravashi v'hashir debein abinayim. So Ravina ben parzikai says ravashi, he left out something else. He left out bein abinayim. He's eating like the fruit of the grape. What do you call it? Like the pulp or whatever? Not the pulp. The juicy part of the grape. So the Gemara long Amidal on the days that we had a drasha, it said mechartzanim biyadzag, and the Gemara had one second. He says, please 1 second. He says, so this is on the fourth line, fourth wide line on Amidal days biyadzag amaravina letwi debein abinayim. So biyadzag, that's including that there's another law for if you eat like the fruity part of the grape. So he left out that one, and he left out also the Mikloshe says. So now the Brisa, which we had asked is a kasha against the Baye, now it's really a kasha against Ravina. In other words, so according to Ravina, so the Brisa is only leaving out one item, and that doesn't look good for Ravina. In other words, according to Ravina, according to Rava, Rava said that you're not chayav for Mikloshe Yisemi Gefen Yayin. But Rava will agree you're chayav for eating the juicy part of the fruit. So right. So according to Rava, the fact that the Brisa says five and the Tana ostensibly is only leaving one item out, that can't be. So that's now the Brisa is a kasha against Rava. Again, Rava says Rava says you're not chayav for the general thing. So the Brisa says you're chayav for five. So then why doesn't according to Abaye, you really have, let's say, seven, which is Miklosha says, so Tana Bashir, the Tana left it out. But according to Rava, you're only five, six. You're five, six, because Rava will agree you're five, the juicy part of the grape. So there can't be Tana Bashir. So now the price is not looking good for Rava. So the Gemara says, so Elamara Papa, and this, you know, Elamara Papa, Botani Midi Chamesh, Rapapa says, I must tell you the truth. The Brisa never taught Chamesh. In other words, now I have to confess to you that wasn't true. I just posed this part of the question. So the Gemara says, Va'otvei Chamesh, but he asked him, he says, the Brisa, he says five. He says, in other words, the Brisa never said five. The Brisa just said, you're tired. Didn't say, it says Loke. Didn't say Chamesh. And Rapapa added the word Chamesh. So with the Brisa ends at the word Loke. So it says, Sakharish Koshalana Vimishata Loke. Didn't say, but Chamesh is what. That Rapapa was eating Chamesh. So he says, Va'otpe Chamesh, Mecharlo Tani Chamesh, Ma'itam Otpe. So since it never said five, why did Rapapa throw in the five? So the second line on the top on Lama 10 and Alf, I'm Rapapa, Rasavri, Lav Gemara Hibiade. I thought that when Abaye said this, that you're chayav for Mikosha Yestem Gefen Yayin, he didn't have a Mesora this way. He says, Bahadrabe. And so when I'll say, I have a Bryce this way, he'll withdraw it. I didn't realize he had a Masorah this way and he wasn't closer from it. Let's just see the Tosfos and then we'll talk. He says, the second Tosfos, Amar Papa, Anasavri, Lav Gemara, Habiyade, Lakach, Vidi, Mlibi, Bosafi, Lashon of Bright to Chamesh. That's why I made this up and I added Chamesh. Ulahachot La Baye, to ask Baye the road, Imidai, Toam Ral, the main road today, the Azbekalia, Sormi, the Brab. I wanted to smoke him out. To see, is this his own svara, or does he have a mesorah this way? If it's his own svara, to say, oh, then I'm wrong. We'll be foes there. Well, you'd hope that Tari is a brayta svara. He's not going to work too hard to try to, you know, reconcile the brayta. He says, well, Yadana did svara have a biyade. I didn't realize that Abaye had a mesorah, but this is the way it goes. I asked him, well, Hadarbe, will the chach bichach did svara have a biyade? The fact that he stood to his guns, that's the semen that he had a mesorah this way. Okay, two more lines of the Gemara that are cool tonight. Line four, you're okay or not? He's saying, I wanted to smoke Abaye out to see, did Abaye come up with this idea on his own or did a Masorah from his Rebbein? And the way I'm going to smoke him out, I'm going to say I have a price that's against you. So if he's his own Svara, he'll like fold up cards and say, you know, like, that's it. But if I have a Masorah, he's going to come up with answers. And then he came up with answers. So now I see he's got a Masorah. So now, on line four, the Blasa Nazar, please, I got to move on. I'm sorry. The Blasa Nazar, Yomer Bechule. So at the end of the, we mentioned the Machloket is is right, is zagging the skins or is zagging the pits? So he says here, come on. So it came out at the end. So the last sheet of the Mishnah was that the zagim was the skin. The zagim were the skins and the partzanim were the pits. So he says, Amar of Yosef, Kiman mitargaminan mi partzanim ba'adi tsurin. So he says, me chartzanim biad zag. So which opinion? The Targum says, mi partzanim biad tsurin. Partzanim are the seeds, and tsurin is that which is squeezed. So me chartzanim. So this Targum is translating chartzanim as the seeds, and zagim would be the skins. That's Rabbi Yossi. So it's going like Rabbi Yossi. In other words, that Targum is going like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, now I have time for a quick story, and then that's it. Okay, so okay, I'll just tell a story, and that's it. Okay, too much wine clouds the understanding. As we see on today's daf, one who drank or reviews a strong wine may not make a halakhic decision.
Could you slow down, please?
I only have 2 minutes, so if I slow down, we won't have time to say the story. So do the best and listen to the recording online. Okay, the Midrash Tanhuma and Shmini tells a very striking story about how overindulgence in wine can warp one's understanding. When a drunk is inebriated, he sits joyfully as though in Gan Eden. There was a pious man whose father drank publicly, much to the humiliation of his son. The pious man said, "Father, I will purchase fine wine and bring it to your house if you will only stop frequenting bars. When you go to such places, you shame me and yourself." Each day, he would bring his father's spirits to drink in the morning and the evening. When his father would pass out, the son would place him in bed to sleep it off. One rainy day, as the upstanding man walks through the market on his way to shul, he noticed a drunk lying in the middle of the marketplace. Water was streaming over him, and children hit him and threw dirt in his face and stuffed it in his mouth. The son thought, "I'll bring my father here. Seeing the shame of this drunk will finally cure him of his obsession to drink wine." When his elderly father witnessed the spectacle, he bent down to the drunk and asked, "Tell me, my friend, which pub did you procure such potent liquor?" The mortified son cried, "Father, is that what I brought you here for? Do you not see the incredible embarrassment this man suffers because of his habit?" The elderly father replied, "My son, I have no pleasure in life besides drinking. This is my Gan Eden." Okay, I got another question. Okay, one second.